We have over here a case of a Naira, Nadra, who made a neder. Vehi, and she was at that time in Arusa. Somebody was Mekadisher. Nizgarsha, but she got divorced, Boi Bayoin, on the very same day that her father heard about these Nadarim that she made. Now, quick Chazara. The father and the husband can only be made for the neder on the day that they hear it. Once the day is over, it's too late. On this day that the father heard of the neder, his daughter that was already in Arusa got divorced. And on that very same day, somebody else was Mekadisher. Zakta Mishnah, Afil Lemeya. Even if this happened 100 times, she got divorced, somebody else was Mekadisher. She got divorced, somebody else was Mekadisher. As long as the day is not over. Avia Ubaila Ha'achrain. It's her father and the last husband, Mefir Nedarel, that have the right to be made for her Nedarim. Even the Nedarim that she made when she was Mioresis to the first one. Of course, when we say that her last husband can be made for the Neder, that means together with the father. And basically, the Mishnah is teaching us a rule that an Oris is made for Bekoidmin. This is a big Chiddush. That an Oris can be made for Nedarim that she made before he was Mekadisher. Zach Klaus says the Mishnah. This is the rule with a woman that got divorced and became re-Mekudesha, somebody else was Mekadesher many times. Kol Shela Yatsis, as long as she didn't leave, from the Rishus of her father, the Rishus Atzma to her own Rishus, even Sha'achas, even a single hour. For example, somebody's Mekadesher, she gets divorced, she's still in Naira. So the halacha is, somebody else is Mekadesher, Avia Ubaila Ha'achrayim, her father and her last husband, meaning to say, the husband that was Mekadesher last, the current husband, Mefirin Nidareel, they can be made for her Nidareel. But if she leaves the Rishus of her father, even for a short time, when would that be? It would happen if not only was somebody Mekadesher, but someone actually completed the marriage. There was Nisuyan, there was the Chuppah. And then she got divorced. Or let's say she became a Begaris. She's older than 12 and a half. So even if she became Mioresis right afterwards, no one can be made for her Nadar. Remember, in the case of our Mishnah, she never went off onto her own Rishus. She was never fully married. She was only a Mioresis, and she was still a Naira. That's the reason, even though she kept getting divorced, somebody else was Mekadesher, divorced, somebody else is Mekadesher, the last Oris can be made for her Nadarim together with the husband. But if she became a Bogeris, or she was completely married, there was Nisuyin, and then she was divorced, that means she's on her own. Her father no longer has any rights over her. So even if now she becomes Mioresis to someone else, this last Oris cannot be made for her Nadarim. You will never have a case where an Orus, a man who's just Mekadesh and Isha, has the sole control to be made for her Nadarim. It's only together with the father. And if the father is out of the picture, then no one can be made for her Nadarim.